We're back here on KSOM on our pregame show. It's our Wyota Steakhouse Coaches Show as we look at today's game between ACGC and AHSTW. And head coach for the Vikings, Davis Pettit, joins me now. And, Coach, how are you feeling about your football team coming into this showdown with the Chargers?
Well, we're certainly feeling better about ourselves this week in terms of just health. We had some illness and some other issues going on last week, so we're physically in a lot better place to play a football game. So we're excited about that.
Well, it looks like ACGC and Riverside are going for a showdown maybe next week for the district title, but you can spoil all that with a win here against the Chargers. You are coming off a tough loss to Mount Air, so. What do you just feel about your football team and having to face, the style of offense that the ACGC features?
Yeah, I mean, we'll learn a lot after a first couple series, that's for sure. I mean, it's feast or famine. They're not going to try to trick us. They're not going to throw the ball. They've thrown it four times all season, and it's probably as much for fun and experimentation as anything else. They're going to run the football. They're going to run the football between the tackles, and then they'll toss it out wide a few times if you can pinch in and stop them once in a while. But yeah, they're gonna run it. They got four or five very capable backs and an extremely physical front, so we'll find out early if we're up for the task or not. So it's exciting from that standpoint.
How can you simulate their style in practice to prepare for it?
Yeah, you really can't. I mean, if we're being honest, you just can't. Unless you run that style of offense, there's really no way to do it. And I mean, it would be disrespectful to say any scout team probably in Class A or 1A or 2A maybe even could replicate what ACGC has been working on for years and kind of perfected the craft. And Cody Matheson's obviously played it as a high school prep. So it's in their blood, and they know it really well. And the timing and the physicality off the ball is not replicable, to answer your question.
They're successful because they're all seemingly their offensive players are all on the same page. How do you try to do that? Is that kind of what you have to do with your defense? I mean, you're all your guys defensively have to be on the same page, when you're trying to stop that run.
Yeah, you absolutely have to. And you have to trust the guy next to you that he's going to tackle the right guy and that it's not going to pull me away from my assignment to help somebody else, because on any one play, they've really got, three guys that could touch the ball. I mean, that's the beauty of the triple option type look. And I know they're running the belly option too, so it's not all triple option, but in a listener sense, it's an easy way to explain. But they can give it to the back, the quarterback can keep it, or they can pitch the ball. And, if anybody's pulled away from one assignment to go help somebody else, that's when they'll exploit you and they'll get a 40, 50, 60, 80 yarder. I mean, they've got a couple different guys that can really fly and take it the distance, and they'll make you pay.
And just tell me about some of your guys on the defense. I mean, how do you feel like your defense is playing coming into this football game, and who's been standing out lately?
You know, you look at scores, and I'm sure nobody thought we played well at Mount Air, and for some of the game, we didn't, but for a good stretch of the game, we actually did play well. We held them to six through the first quarter and only six in the second quarter. And that's a high-powered offense there too. And we were down a starter for sure with Gettler not available, and he's one of our studs. And we've got him back. And like I said, we weren't fully healthy anyway last week. No disrespect to Mount Air; they're a great football team. But we've got some guys that can fly around and make plays in our linebacking crew and secondary. And I'm excited to see them get a chance against a top-ranked team and see what we're made of.
Yeah. How important is it that Gettler is back to give you that 1-2 punch, especially in offense, because Gettler and Drew Lee, a good combination in the running game, ACGC is going to dominate the clock. Maybe you can also dominate the clock as well with those guys.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, Gatlin's a stud. I mean, he's been a three-way force all year long. I mean, if you look at special teams too, I mean, he's been one of our most dominant, if or not most dominant player on special teams all year long. I mean, he's an enforcer. He's fast and he's physical, and he's made some excellent plays for us in the special teams game too. So just having him available in all three phases is a major shot in the arm. So we're excited to have him back, and him and Drew have been incredibly selfless with each other and splitting carries, splitting reps in the backfield. And, you know, we're a team that, wants to pass it a little bit too. So I'm just really proud of those guys and how they've stuck together and supported each other. It's been very good for our overall team.
How has been the passing game? Dayton Osbar has been able to spread it out a little bit. Colin Harder, though, your number one guy there, but I mean, he's not the only one who's caught a touchdown pass this year. There's a number of different guys who've been able to do that.
Yeah, you know, we're trying to evolve. We're trying to spread the football around a little bit. But Colin's certainly been the number one target, and he's a special talent. So, you know, he's got to get some looks and get some touches, get some opportunities, or we're not doing our full offense justice either. But yeah, we certainly would like you know, Chase and Cash and Caden to get some touches, and we've got, you know, Evan Harder, who's earned some more reps, and a couple other younger guys that are sneaking in there a little bit too. And we'll throw the tailbacks the ball out of the backfield as well. So, you know, Dayton's done a good job of spreading it around, and you know, it was nice for him to finish with a touchdown pass last week. And we certainly were hoping for more. Got inside the 10 and just couldn't quite squeak it through a couple times in the first half. Otherwise, that would have been a really exciting game.
Well, should be an entertaining game here. They're coming to your joint. Playoff implications on the line, certainly. Big football game for both teams. Coach, really appreciate your time and best of luck here today against ACGC.
Yeah, thanks so much. No, we're going to give it our best and see if we can give ourselves a chance here late to play spoiler. We'd love that opportunity.
Davis Pattee, head coach for AHSTW football. Joe Dott is here on our Wyota Steakhouse Coaches Show on KSOM.